Mackie Motors pregame show here on 93.7 at KKRL. Jeff Blankman coming up with you from up here in Storm Lake. We're at Buena Vista for the Kemper home opening game of the playoffs as the Knights entertaining Emmitsburg up here. Coach, appreciate you joining us here. Ryan Steinkamp, of course, the head coach, joining us right now. Coach, appreciate you joining us. And tell you what, fun to be up here at BV for you guys here tonight.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Coach, got to talk about how this, all went down. Everybody knew with Carroll High having a home game already on Friday night tonight that you guys would not be able to play unless you could maybe move this to a Thursday or a Saturday game. How quickly did you guys get things kind of wrapped up and figure out where you're going once the pairings came out on Saturday morning?
Oh, you know, last week we had a few places circled in different directions in case we went there. And then, you know, we had a good feeling that we'd be playing a team up north, and we had to keep them within traveling distance, couldn't exceed what it would be to Carroll. So we kind of looked around who had away games, and actually Shane Vaughn mentioned, hey, how about BV? You know, they don't have they're college, they don't have a high school game or anything like that too. And we actually were like, that's probably one of the smartest things you've ever said. the kids liked the idea, and we kind of rolled with that and got everything rolling to get it set up.
Surprised at all when you saw the matchups come out that you guys got Emmitsburg, or was this one of the teams you thought you could see?
We thought we had a pretty good chance. After Friday night, we thought we'd have a pretty good chance of getting them.
What have you seen from them then as you guys started to break them down on film? Had you already started to prepare a little bit for them?
No, not really, because we weren't 100% sure. You know, Saturday morning we gathered film and stuff like that, started watching it. They're very very well-coached team. You know, they fire off the ball. They're quick. There's no time to get set. It's kind of, you got to play some old-school smash-mouth football, and you're going to be ready to go each down.
I get the sense, though, that you guys are okay with that smash-mouth. You guys don't mind playing physical football. We saw that last week against Underwood.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, our kids aren't they're ready to go. You know, kind of a similar team to Loma, just that we played at the beginning of the year, too. So, our kids have kind of seen that stuff in the beginning of the year, so we kind of went back and watched film about how, you know, were we successful, where we weren't, things to work on in that sense.
How do you guys keep the guys fresh, especially up front against a team that wants to snap it as quick as Emmitsburg?
We have a few guys, and we have our depth. You know, we're going to rotate guys, make sure to get them close, keep them fresh. That way they don't lean on us too much.
Defensively, what do you need to do to contain that running game?
We just got to – try not to give them the big plays too. You know, they're going to get their yards here or there. We got to make sure we're containing on the edge. They have some nice little outside plays that, you know, they kind of suck you in and they hit you on the outside too. So we got to make sure we're playing really disciplined and then play downhill. And in a game like this, you got to be able to get off blocks and make tackles.
They've got a nice senior running back and the shirt kid, and then a senior quarterback. Doesn't throw it much. Just 63 attempts on the year, but those two guys seem to be kind of the workhorses in the run game. How do they use those two guys in that run game?
The shirt kid will be between the tackles. He's a big physical kid. He runs hard. And then the Brennan kid, the quarterback, now he's not the biggest, but he's pretty fast too. So he does a good job of running that offense, getting guys set up. And then, you know, he'll try to lull you to sleep in the middle and then pull it out wide. So we'll be ready to contain him.
Most of their pass game based off of play action.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, they'll go two by two every once in a while. You know, some a little bit more spread down and distance wise or whatever the situation may be. But yeah, I mean, their play action game is good. You know, our secondary guys will have to be looking for that all the time so they don't fall asleep. But you know, that's kind of thing to do. You know, they want to run the ball first, obviously, and then they want to hit you with the pass when they can catch you.
Is first down the biggest down of the game for you guys tonight, and forcing them into second and third and longs?
Yeah, I think so. You know, that definitely doesn't play in their favor. I mean, again, going against any offense, you know, we're big on first down and not, making them play from behind the sticks. You know, can't give them those second short, third short, you know, because their team, they'll go for it on fourth down as well too. So we got to work hard to make sure we're pushing back right away.
What was the focus for you guys this week in practice on the offensive side of the ball?
Just taking our time, cleaning things up too. One thing we watched on last Friday night film, maybe we rushed things a little too much. Just taking our time. Make sure we're looking the ball in, we're sustaining our blocks too, and then we're taking what's there. And just running. We're fine getting those 3, 4, or 5 yards. To keep the sticks moving, putting ourselves in better situations.
Able to run and throw. Assuming that Emmett's were going to try to take away the run game first.
Yeah. They'll put 40 linemen in there, and then they'll bring a backer off the edge, kind of flip side. So we'll see where he's lined up to. But that's a sure kid. He comes in hard. And he's a great football player.
Where do you feel you can take advantage of them defensively with the run game?
We'll have to sustain our blocks too. We're watching film. Work on cleaning ourselves up too. We got to sustain our blocks a little bit longer. Make sure in the backfield our backs aren't dancing. That they're hitting those holes too. We don't have to hit the home runs all the time. We got to play some small ball. Keep those chains moving.
How does their secondary match up with you guys? Able to hang with you guys? You got so many different weapons in that pass game.
Oh yeah, they're balanced. They've seen some good teams this year between Western Christian and West Sioux, where they've seen good athletes. So they're pretty athletic as well. They do a good job of keeping stuff in front of them and trying to prevent those big plays.
Anything you saw on the film against teams like West Sioux or Western Christian that you can use tonight?
We saw a little bit. Saw maybe a few. Things that we can do here or there. We made a couple slight adjustments or some checks that we think that can help us out.
Coach, we don't spend a lot of time talking about special teams. We usually ask you a little bit every week, but Tommy Fitzsimmons has really been a weapon for you guys, both in the kickoff game and also kicking field goals and extra points.
Absolutely. He's been doing a great job for us. He's locked in. He's dialed in. He knows that, he came out there, he's kicking. He's there to help the team and put us in a good situation, too. Been really proud of what we've seen of him so far.
Coach, is it imperative you guys jump up early in this one?
Yeah, I think, getting them, getting up on top first always kind of helps you a little bit, get that momentum, get that confidence going, get the jitters out. And, I think it just, it might make them do some things that they don't want to do, getting on the board early, completing the simple stuff, taking care of business is going to be huge.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here on the Mackey Motors at pregame show. Wish you the best of luck coming up with the ballgame tonight. Looking forward to catching up with you afterwards for the scoreboard show.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach again, Ryan Steinkamp, joining us here on the Mackey Motors at pregame. We'll step away, take a break. Doug Wanniger going to join me next for the broadcast right here on 93.7 at KKRL.